98.1 KZE. James Dalton, the singer-songwriter, will be performing at Colony Woodstock on the patio tomorrow, Wednesday, August 13th at 5:30. And it is my great pleasure to welcome him to the Midday Show. He's here right now. James Dalton.
Take me to hell, sing it, baby. Well, the sun don't shine. Take me to hell, sing it now. The sun don't shine. I got a girl in New York City. Drives me out of my mind. Oh, oh, oh. Put me on a plane. Fly me across the sea, man. Put me on a plane. Fly me across the sea where gonna find myself a new place where I can go be happy now. Oh, Nelly, sweet Nelly, with your blonde hair and your bright, pretty blue eyes, yeah. You gotta stop believing me, 'cause all I tell you is low-down, dirty lies. Oh, oh, oh. So take me to Helsinki, where the sun don't ever shine. Take me to Helsinki, where the sun don't ever shine now. City drives me out of my mind. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
James Dalton. Welcome to the Midday Show, James.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to be here with you.
Now, have you actually been to Helsinki? Is any of this song reflect real life?
It does reflect real life, actually. I've spent, not only did I live in New York City, I did spend a lot of time in Helsinki, Finland.
Really?
I had a crazy gig. You know, I'm sure you meet a lot of musicians in here that have done a lot of crazy traveling and have had a lot of adventures.
A little bit.
So I work as an entertainer sometimes, you know, as a guy that sings songs people like, and I work in bars, and I've worked all kinds of places.
Sure.
And there was a gig that was offered to me years ago, working on what was called a ferry cruise, and it was a Baltic ferry, and I sailed.
Oh, I've been on one of those.
Okay. Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I sailed between Stockholm and Helsinki.
Yep.
It was an overnight, and it was like a crazy New Year's Eve party every night on the boat. And so it was just a crazy thing. I played four sets a night, seven nights a week for like 3 weeks straight or a month straight in what was called like the bar on the boat. And there'd be like a nightclub and a disco.
Yeah, of course.
I had the crazy bar where people would come in and they'd want to sing along and they'd have crazy requests. And it was just, it was bananas. And but anyway, it was a wonderful experience. And the reason why I use Helsinki as a place is that a lot of blues motifs are, you know, you're using extreme things about happiness and sadness. And and if I'm so upset about this person in New York City, I want to go somewhere where I can go be happy. And at the time, and of course this is no slight on Helsinki, it's one of the happiest countries in the world, but my first landing in Helsinki, I landed on a Sunday afternoon, and it was like gray skies.
Yeah.
And the city was completely abandoned. And it was like snow falling, gray skies, snow on the ground. And an empty port, and the whole downtown was empty because Sundays. And I was like, God, this is the most miserable place I think I've ever seen. It wasn't, but
I understand.
That's the metaphor, at least.
Well, it's funny because a couple of things. I'm with a Danish woman, and
okay.
we just got back from Denmark.
Ah.
We just got back from Denmark. And
Lovely country as well.
It is, and they're very happy there too, typically. But like I was told, the weeks leading up to it, the weather is looking really bad for our trip there, and we're going to be on the seaside,
uh-huh.
and it sounded like very overcast and like it was going to rain. And when that happens, you're going to be inside. It's going to be chilly.
Mm.
The moment the sun comes out, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Well, we get there, and I have to tell you, fortunately, it was like sunny the entire trip.
Yes. Oh,
so we got very lucky. We were outside. We were in the water. We were on nature walks. The whole
beautiful.
Was really. But if you flash back 35 years ago, I had a girlfriend who was also coincidentally Danish, and I went, and it was February, and
I went
to Denmark, and I went to, and it was cold, and it was overcast, like you described, and she breaks up with me, and so I'm walking the streets of Copenhagen in February, not a happy scene for young Adam, but anyway, now speaking of young, who's your percussionist here, James?
So I have a percussionist with me, my name is James Dalton, my percussionist name is also James Dalton.
Ah.
And he's my 10-year-old son who's got longer hair than I do, and he's got cooler sunglasses on than I have.
A beautiful child.
He's playing the musical spoons with us right now. That's what he's doing.
Well, you guys sound fantastic. People can catch more of... is he going to be playing...
He's going to be joining me. We're going to be...
On Saturday, on the patio?
On the patio, on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, I beg your pardon.
We might be somewhere Saturday, too. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome to let me know where, and I'll plug that show, too.
We are going to be somewhere tonight as well. I know it's a little out of the listening area, but am I allowed to push the show tonight?
Go for it.
Well, we're going to be in a town called Hoosick Falls.
Okay.
At a venue called Unahog tonight.
Is that Unahog?
I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly.
It's all right. But is that like, I don't know, is that in the Berkshires? Where is that? Hoosick.
Well, Hoosick Falls is in New York State.
Okay.
And it's in between, it's east of Albany and Troy.
Got it.
And west of Bennington.
All right, so not too far, Capital District-ish.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Okay.
And Bennington, Vermont is what I was saying, for those listeners that don't know what Bennington is.
Oh, no.
Most people, everyone does. I'm teasing.
I'm sure we do. Yeah, we have
I'm
a very
New Jersey,
sophisticated
so I,
audience
I'm, I'm just, I think I'm being cool by mentioning all these town names.
You are cool.
Yeah, little James and I are from the Jersey Shore area, and we're happy to come up here and hang out with you all up this
well,
morning.
Well, did you, so I'm so glad you did, and, you know, we were talking also, my family's from, both my folks are from Jersey, so all my aunts and uncles and everybody, grandparents, spent a lot of time running around New Jersey growing up, so
right.
We have that in common. All right, so do you have another song for us
this
here?
Since I mentioned Little James, I'm going to do a song that I wrote the first day he was born. If that's okay.
Yeah. Of course. You sound like a good dad when you say things like that. You wrote a song for your baby.
Two shakers, James. And
James Dalton will be at Colony Woodstock tomorrow, Wednesday, as I mentioned, August 13th at 5:30 on the patio, which should be a fun time.
James is fetching me the harmonica that
right.
I need.
There, you brought a bunch of harmonicas, so you could play almost any key that exists, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Pretty much, yeah. Right now I'm looking for the B-flat one. It's probably under the bandana right there. Is that
all right? And Colony, have you played there before?
I have played Colony. When did I play Colony last? I played there. You know, I've been really lucky, and mm-hmm. I've gotten to play Colony. I was inside. There's an Allman Brothers. If for those listeners out there that like the Allman Brothers band, there's a band called the Mountain Jam Band.
Sure.
And I got to, I have it, James. I got it right here. I play with those guys, and I play harmonica with them, and I play some acoustic guitar with them, and we played there a few times. And the last time I was here, I believe I played with those guys.
Well, it's a great venue.
It is a great venue.
And already from that one song, I can tell you'll seamlessly win over their audiences.
Well, I hope so. Tonight we have let's play the song.
Yeah, play the song, and then we'll wind it down.
Nice and soft, James. This is when James was born. He was literally, it was the next day. He was in his little crib there in the hospital sleeping, and I was so excited for a child to come out, and I wanted him to do all the baby tricks that a baby does, you know, and he didn't do any of them. He just laid there sleeping. I was like, come on, get up, say something, do a trick. But And this is a song expressing my...
You might have it confused with a dog.
Well, they're almost the same. That there, yeah. But eventually, now he does all the tricks. Right, James? Enough. This is called Sweet Son of Mine. What you gonna do, my little man? When you gonna jump and shake my hand? What you gonna do, my little man? What you gonna do, my baby boy? When you gonna jump and shout with joy? What you gonna do, my baby boy? What you gonna do, sweet son of mine? Wake up in the morning so the sun will shine. What you gonna do, little man of mine? Ooh, ooh,
ah. Wow, James Dalton. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. By the way, where can people find your music or learn more about you, or you know, check out where you're playing in general if they're...
Well, there's a handful of options. On Instagram, I'm sure you guys have heard of Instagram out there in Radio Land. You can look me up as James Dalton Jr. Junior. I'm actually Junior, even though I have a
Understood.
Son, even though I've got a Junior with me. He's number 4 in the James Dalton line.
No way.
So James Dalton Jr. on Instagram and Facebook
J-D-J-R.
And YouTube and all the different things. James Dalton Jr. And then I have a page with tons of music on it called... It's a Bandcamp page. I know fans of independent music are probably familiar with that.
Yes.
And that is it's James Dalton. bandcamp.com, and there's both of the songs I played are available. You know, you can pay what you want on there, but just go ahead and download it all for free. It's fine with me.
No,
it's an option. I don't mind.
All right, don't apologize. You know. People should kick a little bit, throw a few shekels James way for supporting independent music here.
All shekels, but and all currencies of all countries that currently
exactly,
exist,
including Finland and Denmark.
Yes.
all right. James Dalton will be at Colony Woodstock tomorrow, Wednesday, August 13th, 5:30 on the patio. James, both James Juniors, thank you both for James. Little James, get on the mic for a second also, and just let's hear your voice because you're just a series of pretty noises in the background, but we want to hear your voice too. Just say hello and goodbye to us. So. Okay, kind of heard that.
Can I mention one more thing about the show tomorrow really
yes,
quick?
Yes, please do.
My cousin, Courtney Robertson, who is a Jersey girl, she's living in Woodstock now, and she is doing tin-type photography.
That's right.
And she's going to be doing a pop-up during our show tomorrow. So if you'd like to come down and get yourself immortalized in tin-type, come on down and make sure you do that as well.
Thank you for remembering that. That's so cool. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
And you're listening to The Midday Show. We'll take a break right now. This is 98.1 KZE.